Welcome to One Christian Church. We're so glad you're listening in. It's our prayer that the Word of God will both challenge and inspire you as you listen.
Lisa and I went to a WASO performance last night, a Western Australian Symphony Orchestra performance. I don't normally go to the average. Like, have you ever noticed, you've got to be a good muso to get in the Western Australian Symphony Orchestra. Do you know why they take your breath away when they play? Oh man, are they excellent. I mean, they don't drop notes. They don't stop and pick their nose. They don't do a half-hearted job. They just are excellent. They're so committed to excellence. And that's our seventh principle. You might think, oh, excellence doesn't sound very spiritual. If you don't think excellence is spiritual, you don't know God. And God is excellent. Everything God does is excellent. So today, that's what we're talking about. Excellence. Excellence. And there are three forms in Scripture. There are three forms of excellence. We see the word excellent in its simple Greek and Hebrew form used three different ways. And we're going to discover that in a sec. So we're talking about three forms and then the why we should be excellent. Why don't we have a look at 1 Corinthians 14, verse 12. It says, even so you. Everyone replace the word you with me. So, even so me. Since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, let it be for edification of the church that you seek to excel. Now, this thing assumes a couple of things. First of all, it assumes that you are seeking spiritual gifts and you want to excel in them. The second thing you've got to ask is why. He's written this to address a problem in the why they are seeking to be excellent. Excellence is a principle. It's not a preference. And excellence, like every single one of these things, the real reason you know it's a principle is because it's so jolly costly. Unity, if you think that's going to come cheap, you've got a very different version of unity. If you think the truth comes cheap, you've got no idea what truth is. If you look at any of these things and you think they come cheap, you have no idea what a principle is. So when we talk about excellence as a principle, you need to understand that excellence is costly and it will cost you. Excellence is a principle. So the glaring, the horrible question that's being asked here is, do you pursue excellence and why do you pursue excellence? So the first question is near enough good enough for you? She'll be right, mate. I mean, we've got a culture of half-heartedness, don't we? We do. Now, Australian culture is very, very lackadaisic, whatever, man. And so when we talk about excellence as a principle, it's actually confronting to the way that we've been raised. It doesn't matter. It's only church. I'm just a volunteer. It's only 5 minutes. It's whatever. That's part of our language. We have a very sloppy approach to things. And excellence, my friends, is one of God's principles, and therefore excellence must be one of our principles. We are to be excellent. Let's look at the first form of the Greek word, which is the word excellence in application. That means in the applying of oneself to be excellent or to do excellent or to produce excellence. Now listen carefully. Excellence is to be your best, not the best. You cannot be what you cannot be, but God has placed in each and every one of you potential. Your job in becoming excellent is not wishing He'd given you some sort of other natural skill. Your job is to acknowledge that He placed this tiny little seed in me, and it's up to me to produce excellence out of that one little thing. Do you realize, do you acknowledge, will you accept the reality that in you is the seed of excellence in anything and everything you do? Do you realize that every single man in this room has the potential to be an excellent husband? Husbands, are you aware that inside you has the capacity to be an amazing, excellent husband? Ladies, are you aware that inside you, you have the capacity to be an excellent wife? I didn't say you have the potential to be better than someone else. I just said you have the potential to be excellent. You can be the best you because you can't be a better anybody else. You can only be the best you. God's not setting before us excellence as a principle to drive us crazy. We're not talking about perfectionism. We're talking about excellence. Perfectionism cannot be satisfied. You will never in this life be perfect. Thank you, Jesus. You will never be perfect, but you most certainly can be excellent. I see in front of me a field of potential excellence. For me, it's exciting to talk to you because I know that every single one of you downplays what you do. I know you don't understand. I'm just an accountant. I'm just a doctor. I'm just an electrician. I'm just a mechanic. I'm just a mum. I cannot tell you how much I hate the phrase just a something. If you have the Holy Spirit dwelling inside you, you are not just a just to anything anymore. You have the seed of excellence. You have the Holy Spirit in you. You have the potential for the miraculous. You have the potential for the incredible. You have the potential for excellence in everything. Do you get it? In this room is excellence in seed form. I'm not telling you what you should be because it's impossible and I want to get you grinding away on the wheel like a little mouse. I'm telling you, if you get this in your spirit, everything you do will become excellent and you'll be able to say yes to this because I'm going to be excellent at that, and you can say no to this because I'm going to be excellent at this. You're going to stop being what you're not and you're going to be excellent in what you are. This is important stuff. You need to get this because you sell yourself short every time you look in the mirror. Oh, if only I didn't have this pimple here, and if only I didn't have this in the gray hair, and if only I could lose some weight. Just be excellent. Stop crucifying. Stop selling yourself short. If you were just a worthless slab of meat, Jesus would not have died for you. You do not understand the value of you. Excellent. Have you ever noticed average never takes your breath away? Did anybody notice number 15 South Street? Well, it's there. Do you know why you paid absolutely no attention to it? Do you know why it didn't catch your eye, take your breath away, make you stop, pull over and go, probably because it's not that excellent. How about Xander's Our Daily Bread? You want to blow that thing up to 1,000,000 pixels and have a look at the detail in that? It will blow your mind. Michelangelo's David or the Sistine Chapel. These things are excellent. These things endure. What are you doing excellently that's going to endure? Because I can assure you the average stuff you do, it's grabbing nobody's attention and it's doing nothing. Do you do things excellently? Is excellence in your spirit? Do you even strive at excellence, or do you just default to a near enough, good enough attitude? It's not good enough because it's good enough. God doesn't call us to be good enough. God calls us to be excellent. Excellence is noticeable. Average is very, very forgettable. Isaiah 12 verse 5 says, sing to the Lord, for he has done excellent things. I'm speaking to the Christian in the room. Do you remember what you were like before you were born again? Do you remember those habits, those things that controlled you, that thinking of life, the hopelessness, the desperation, the lostness? Do you remember all that stuff? And then the Holy Spirit comes on in and begins his work. I would say that is an excellent work. It's not complete yet. You might not yet see the fullness of excellence, but I'm telling you, the excellence has begun. The Holy Spirit has already begun an excellent work in my life. You are becoming more and more excellent. With every single cooperation with the Holy Spirit that you put something to death and you continue to walk closer and closer and closer, excellence is becoming greater and greater and greater in you. See, we have to believe that excellence is actually a principle in order to do it, because it is costly. And I pray for each and every one of you that today you will get a revelation that the Spirit of excellence already dwells in you. And one of the ways in which we grieve him is when we reject his work. He's making you excellent. Will you cooperate with him? Take on and accept the fact that that needs to be a principle of mine, because the Holy Spirit dwells in me. So finishing that first point, we do things excellently at One Christian Church because we believe it makes a difference, catches people's attention. We don't want people to walk past what we're doing and who we are because we're average. There should be something about us that makes people stop and stare and go, wow. The second form of the word excellence we find in both the Hebrew and the Greek is the rewards from excellence. And the interesting thing about the rewards from excellence is the suggestion in the wording itself is that excellence is the reward. So excellence is a reward, and excellence brings along rewards. When you look at that Xander's Our Daily Bread, I want to tell you something. That in itself is a reward. It is beautiful. It is a magnificent piece of work. When you produce something, excellent in and of itself, it does you good to step back and go, ah, that is excellent. So excellence is an excellent reward. It's not just the production of something that's excellent. It is excellent in itself. Excellence is a reward in and of itself. One of the reasons we do excellently is because it produces increase in our lives. Daniel 6 verse 3 says that this Daniel, so remember we're just saying, excellence is in and of itself a reward. But that doesn't, just because it's a reward doesn't mean that's the end of it. It is producing excellence. This Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and the satraps. And because an excellent spirit was in him, the king gave him thought, setting him over the whole realm. Daniel was a Jewish man. This is not a Jewish man in Israel. So even a pagan man saw a man with a spirit of excellence and said, yeah, he can do good. You see, the reward comes from excellence. You'll be entrusted with great things. You'll be entrusted with more. Busyness and bossiness does not elevate. Excellence will elevate. You know, Yakumi has recently received a promotion at work. And formerly, she was a risk manager with South 32. And I'm pretty certain, not that I've ever looked at her risk matrix, but I'm pretty certain that near enough isn't part of that matrix. You know, when you go and inspect a mine site and there's this gas leak somewhere, I'm pretty certain Yakumi doesn't go, ah, maybe kill a few people, but it's not like a whole, not like a whole village is not going to collapse. So, you know, it's okay. Why is it that the standards are so high? The risks, the costs are so high, it needs to be an excellent standard. Now, why is it that the mining sector has this high standard? You know where this is going? Why? Because they appreciate, they understand the cost, the risk. Yet the church, I don't know how we got in this place where the church has got such a lackadaisic feel about it. Hey, it's okay. Don't worry about it. It's just the church. It's just a leaking tap. It's just a dirty floor. It's just a, how did that ever become part of our thinking? When the world seems to get it, the world seems to understand the necessity for excellence. The world seems to understand the need to do things well. And I would suggest to your friends that the fact that we don't appreciate things the way we're meant to appreciate them means we don't strive for excellence the way the world does. And that grates on me incredibly. We have to realize that the stakes are high. The stakes are super high. Eternal souls are a very costly thing. That should be of a concern to us. This attitude or the spirit of excellence must be in us. And when that attitude, that spirit of excellence, that principle is in us, it will shift our thinking. We'll begin to think excellently. And when we begin to think excellently, we'll begin to do excellently. And when we do excellently, the outcome will be excellent. And the outcome won't just be excellent. It will be a reward in itself to step back and feel excellent about that excellent thing that we've produced. Excellence is in and of itself a reward. Point three, moving along. Aiming for excellence stretches you. Do you realize that? Yesterday we had the switch on. So the switch is this program, Unforgiveness. We ran it Friday night and Saturday. And AJ catered for us. Now, I want to tell you, the food was excellent. Here's what you might not have known. A couple of years back, you might not have used the word excellent. Go a few more years back, you definitely would not have used the word excellent. Excellence is something you strive for. You take the little bit of potential you have, the tiny seed, the whatever you have, and you are responsible to make it excellent. So let me tell you, AJ did an excellent job yesterday because she has spent years and years not saying good enough. You realize you don't wake up one day and you're no good at something, and then all of a sudden you wake up the next day and you're excellent at it. Isn't that how you became an excellent preacher, Phil? Seriously, if anyone thinks I'm a good preacher, you should have heard me 10 years ago. Oh, my giddy aunt. The confidence to stand here and speak to you has not just happened. It has taken years. Most people don't believe me that in my 20s, I was so afraid of crowds. If there was more than two people, I would cry. I was so afraid of people. But the call of God in my life made me have to overcome my fear. So here we are, in public, speaking. Now, it might not be excellent yet, but I'm on the way to excellence. Because I'm not going to stop and let my fears hold me back, my concerns, your opinions of me. It's not going to hold me back because I know that what God is calling me to do, I now know what He's calling me to, and I'm going to do it excellently. Now, do you know what you're called to do? If you don't know what you're called to do, we're going to open up the altar call in a minute and God's going to open up heaven. No. What you're going to do is you're going to enroll in the Relay course, which runs on Tuesday nights, and we're going to go through some processes to help you realize maybe God's calling me to this. And when you realize that He has already placed in you natural giftings and talents and propensities, and on top of that, He's given you a Holy Spirit who also brings along with Him gifts and talents and skills that the world doesn't have, but you as a born-again believer have. So you're a dynamo of potential because you've got all these natural gifts and the Holy Spirit bringing a whole bucket load with Him. Oh man, you are so potentially excellent. But half you don't even see it. You're just, it's a nice thought. It's not a nice thought. It's a frustrating thought. We could have changed the world by now. But it's okay. Near enough. It's good enough, right? We are an excellent church. We are an excellent church. We do things excellently because there is such a reward in excellence. Perfection can never be reached, but excellence can. And if AJ wants to be the perfect cook, she's going to become the most self-critical, self-demonizing, self-loathing person on the planet because it'll never be good enough and half the things she cook will end up on the wall in a fit of rage. It's not good enough! But excellence means, ooh, now that's good, but I can do it better. I can do it better. I can do it excellently. So can you. Point number three, we believe in the third form of excellence. This one's exciting. If you think I was excited before, look out. This is the third form of excellence, that excellence has a presence to it. In fact, in this form, it actually means glory. Excellence not only carries glory, but excellence is a glory. It's kind of aligns with that, the reward thing. Excellence has an intrinsic glory to it. And when we are excellent, a glory is manifest. Now, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 40 to 41 says, "For there are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies, but the glory of the celestial one and the glory of the terrestrial one are another." Okay, so there's two different types of glory and two different heavenly bodies. "And there is one glory of the sun and another glory of the moon," always another couple of glories, "and another glory of the stars." Oh man, how many stars are out there and they all reflect this different sort of glory. Everything done excellently has a glory to it. Sadly, the world gets this, but the church doesn't. We have this false humility idiocy in our heads that says, if I do something well, people will say, well done, and I'll be stealing God's glory. Let me tell you something. God's not worried about you taking His glory. Now, you should be worried about stealing His glory. But if you do things excellently, what an excellent opportunity to tell about an excellent God who gave you an excellent set of skills to do things excellently. Romans 3:23 says that all have fallen short of the glory of God. All have fallen short of the excellence of God. Now, of course, we interpret that, and it's a correct interpretation. We interpret that to mean that since the fall of man, you know, we were once made perfect. Made in His image. We're not going to get much better than that. Made in God's image. And we were incapable after the fall of being in His presence anymore because we now had sin indwelling. We were now sinners and sinners incapable of being in the presence of the glory of a holy God. Correct? Is that not how we understand it? Now that is a fair interpretation. It's an accurate interpretation, but it's half of an interpretation. You see, of all creation, those 6 days of creation, the stars and the moons and the celestial bodies that have their own glory, day six, man's made. And of all of those glorious and majestic, I mean, have you seen the size of some of the stars and the stuff out there? They are massive. In the middle of nowhere, shining, they're full of gas and they're just burning and glowing. They are magnificent. Do you know what He said of them? Yeah, it's good. Do you know what He said when He made you and I? Very good. There is meant to be in us a reflecting glory that is supposed to be so eye-catching. I mean, people spend nights and nights going out there with a telescope. Star number CZPQR69487. Wow, what a spunk. That's an amazing star, I tell you, and galaxy whatever. Do you know, and here's the point of the message, when we do excellence, the world should be able to put down the binoculars and just look at us, the telescope, and look at us and go, what an incredible glory that's coming out of that people. We fell short of the ability to not only be in His glory, but to reflect His glory. All those stars out there, they still reflect His glory because they haven't sinned. But you and I, friend, are sinners and we have fallen short. But praise be unto God, the Holy Spirit now indwells us, washing out all that sin and the muck. And we're beginning to daily reflect His glory more and more and more. We are to be excellent because when we are excellent, He is glorified. If you have an attitude that says, I better not do it too well because people will say thank you, slap yourself around the head before I do. Do it excellently. And when someone says, Kevin, that was so well done, you say, thank you. Praise God, He gave me these gifts. It's been a wonderful journey. I was once hopeless at this, but look what the Lord has done. Don't you think it'd be good if the world thought of God as excellent instead of some of the other idiotic images the world has that we have helped perpetuate with our ridiculous theology? So let me say one last time. God is excellent. God is excellence. He is the great excellence, and we were made to reflect it. Everybody's watching you now.
Everybody waits for you now. For more messages or information, you can contact us through our website at www.onechristianchurch.com.au. We would love to hear from you. Hope to see you this Sunday at One Christian Church.